Welcome back. Big Joe Klein drowning his sorrows in a plate of catfish and shrimp, and by golly, that is not a bad idea. I'm not even sad, and it looks like a good idea to me. You look really, did you just get your hair, you look really thin. I don't know, I can't put my finger on it. Have you lost a lot of weight lately?
Sure, I'm really trying to lose lots of weight. Did you pass me an onion ring, please?
Yes.
Must be the stress. Must be the stress.
The whole tray of onion rings is in front of me.
Right. Like puppy?
Yeah, I'm training very hard right now.
Well, Joe is decked out head to toe in UALR gear, looking sharp and getting ready for tomorrow night against Middle Tennessee. Got to put that loss behind you, which for a young team, short memory, right? So it's all good?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was like what we try to tell our guys. It was very disappointing. I mean, you know, we joke and kid about it, but it was a very disappointing loss from the standpoint of, you know, our toughness and our ability to execute and things that we control. And again, you always give credit to your opponent, because when you play bad, it's for a reason. You know, it's so easy a lot of times to kind of snowball yourself into saying, well, you know, we didn't do this and we didn't do it. Well, there's reasons why we didn't do this. And they were the tougher team last night. They crawled up in us and we didn't handle it. And that's been a problem with us this year. And usually is a problem with all young teams. But like I said, you know, when you got six games left in the season, and your young, quote unquote, young guys have been playing, they're not young anymore.
Right.
And it's time for our guys to step up. And you know, we've shown glimpses and signs. We got to get more consistent, and we really got to be consistent with it tomorrow, because that's Middle's trademark.
You're out of the catfish grease and into the onion ring grease.
Right. Middle's trademark is hard
getting
nose,
up in you,
tough
you.
Yeah. And you know, that's the way we've been in the past, right. And we're trying to teach that. And you know, hopefully we learned our lesson last night.
This segment brought to you in part by Evolve, and then as Bill has pointed out, I am a fantastic dresser. Did go cash today. But when I'm working to get decked out, I do go to Evolve, and Greg has a number of fine items for you. And for the ladies, they got you covered there as well. Greg called in the other day, just got back from market. A lot of new lines coming in. 6800 Cancel Road, directly across from Dunkin' Donuts. 501-661-0644. And they're also on Twitter and Facebook if you want to follow them. But just pop in over there. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. It's Evolve. And if you want to...
Do they have plus sizes?
You know what? I don't know if they have anything that'll fit you.
I always like that when they go.
Not a lot of seven footers.
Somebody come up to me and they're like, we have plus sizes. Yeah. I'm like,
I don't want to. Yeah, they could probably special order you something, or they could maybe sew two shirts together. But premium
like
lines,
a nice plaid, yeah, pants.
Yeah, some Madras.
Yeah,
pair of Madras plaid pants on you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Madras.
Yeah,
you know how many mattresses have to die? Joe?
What's a mattress? What is it? Seriously,
it's a good look. It's a good look for you.
It's a type of plaid. It's the way they patch it together. And
I
want from
some
India.
Of that.
You have a mattress shirts and mattress pants.
You don't understand.
But never worn in conjunction. It's like
you're
denim.
Republican. They give you Brooks Brothers mattress. That's when you join the party. They give you.
Bill has stock in Brooks Brothers. I might point out.
Yes.
Wow.
That's the whole
90% of what he's wearing is
one of the funniest things that I've ever seen in my entire life. And there's a group of people who were standing when former President Bush was at Joe's house, okay? And they're standing outside together.
We don't like to talk about that. Joe backed up traffic for an hour.
This is what's funny. So he's standing next to him, and they're trying to make some remarks. Bush is trying to make some remarks. And he looks and he turns to Joe, but he's catching Joe like right in the shoulder. And so he does that where he turns, he stares at him in the shoulder, and then he kind of has to turn his head and look up to him, you know, like, hey, you're a tall one. I'm going to call you Tallie.
Premium lines and styles, let's Evolve. I don't even know where to go now. You totally threw me off my limited game.
I'm going to call you Angry Neck.
So, what do you do today? What's the bounce back plan for Middle Tennessee? I mean, you talk about two tough games back to back.
We got to look at the film, which we've already done. We looked at it this morning and last night, and you know, that's kind of the hard part as a coach, because you see things as it's going on, but then when you watch film, you really see things. Mm-hmm. And what we got to do is we got to point those things out, got to get them corrected, you know. And a lot of the getting it corrected is mental. You know, it's not, you know, physical, or, you know, a lot of it is, you know, your pop, your toughness, mm-hmm. You know, and we got to get, you know, get those things addressed, and then you got to turn the page. You know, it's, again, you got to, as much as it stings, it's your rival, they punched you in the mouth, you know, you'd like to go in a dark room for 3 days, you know, but.
Fetal position.
You got, yeah.
Can't do
but
it.
But you
got to
go.
Yeah,
you know,
and the good thing is you get the return trip, too, and they have to just feature, so that's good.
That's what you like about this is where it's kind of similar to the NBA, is because when you have a taste like that in your mouth, you want to move on.
Mm-hmm.
You mean you want to get to the next one, even if it's a tough opponent. You know, you want to move on. You don't have to wait till next Thursday to play, and you just, you know, it has time to simmer and cook. You know you got to address it. You got to make your points quickly, and you got to move on.
Speaking of, we do have to go on as well.